Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for your patience in that. This is Denise Gaskell, and you are on the Monday Morning Motivational Call for Team Glacken. We get together every single Monday morning, just about in live form here, just to go through a bunch of business tips and ideas and suggestions. We do love these calls to be interactive. So if you're in a place that you're not able to talk, feel free to mute yourself. Otherwise, we would love to have your feedback as we go through the topic and conversation today. Today we're going to be talking about customer service. I thought with the new changes in the website and new products that are out and just the opportunity to reach out to our customers for all these things, I thought we would talk about customer service, kind of what that looks like and you know, how that's working for you or how what tips that you'd like to take from this. All right, so we are recording and moving forward, so I'm going to go ahead and start. Thank you so much for being here on this Monday morning and jump-starting our business here in the third week of February. I love Shackley has some great videos if you haven't had a chance to peruse through the business tools. The video clip for February says, you know, even though it's a short month, you can still you know, meet all of your goals, and I think that's true. So one of the things that we've heard, and, you know, certainly no secret, with the change of the website, there have been some challenges. I feel like Shackley was really strong in making sure that they were available, offering all kinds of Zooms and videos and chats and opportunities to reach out, although I do know that there are some challenges sometimes with change and maybe even still. So what I thought we would do is just kind of take this opportunity. I learned from Jennifer long ago, you know, taking the bull by the horns and just kind of jumping in, even when things can seem a little bit uncomfortable, is really the best way to handle customer service. I remember in the beginning I had a couple challenges, you know, little things looking back, but I thought they were big things. And my thought was maybe I shouldn't talk about it, maybe I shouldn't bring it up. And then, you know, talking through with Jennifer, she helped me to see how that really kind of creates maybe the illusion that things are being taken care of and not really getting things done. And it turns out that when you have conversations with your customers about things that are challenging, first of all, they want to be heard, they want to be listened to, and they want an answer. So when you can provide that, you really create that friendship and entrepreneurship makes you look like a leader, right, and helps them to see that you're willing to be there for them. So what I thought we would do is just kind of jump into the conversation of customer service and really kind of what that looks like. Jennifer has put together the Team Glacken University, and then Shackley has Shackley University, or used to, I'm not sure actually if that program's still working, but you know, there are all kinds of tips and tools in there for us to learn how to communicate with our customers, and lots of books, you know, on reading about customer service as well. So we have a lot of people on the call this morning. I'd love to hear if you have some customer service tips, maybe what you're doing since the website has been updated. And feel free to share those thoughts with us. We'll do a round robin style. Feel free to speak up. Anybody got any tips on how they're working on educating their customers on the new website? I know I don't have everybody muted.
Hi, Denise. This is Lorene from New Jersey. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I think this is a great topic. You know, I haven't really gotten into the full throes of, you know, getting with all the customers on the website or even getting logged in. The last week and a half, a lot was going on with the distributors, obviously, you know, some more than others having difficulty. So I think this is a great topic, and just starting to get into it all right now when it comes to the customers. So I don't really have any tips, but you know, it's there's been a delay on my end, you know, and I don't know if anybody else is experiencing that. Maybe you know, gaining the confidence to navigate people through it, I think, is a big deal. And I'm just starting to feel that now, so I'm kind of getting ready to take this on now. So I guess I'm just inquiring if people are feeling that way too, like having the confidence to, you know, be on the phone with a customer and make sure we make it as seamless as possible.
I appreciate where you're at with that, and thanks for sharing. I think the authenticity of the fact that it's new to all of us, right? And when you're talking with a customer, you know, you could simply say, gosh, this is brand new to me too, and, you know, let's try to walk through this together. And if you can't get an answer, one of the best things we can say is, you know what, I really don't know. Let me get an answer for you. So maybe as those issues or concerns or walkthroughs come up, even if you're feeling unsure, you know, maybe jump in it together with them and just say, this is my first time with this situation as well. Let's see if we can work through it.
That's a great suggestion. Thank you. Really great.
Hi, Janine. This
Good morning.
Is Linda from Woodbridge, Virginia. And I think that that's a great topic. And I, like Marie, I found myself trying to get the distributors oriented to it first, and that's still, you know, an ongoing process. But when I have the chance to, I like, if at all possible, to actually show somebody, like if you're sitting with a customer and you can show it to them, it, of course, makes more sense and it gels better. And then also being willing to help them, like if they just need you to, you know, I don't have time to do this right now, would you do this order for me? Then I find the new system a lot easier once a customer has given you permission to access their account. It's a lot easier to go ahead and manage it for them or place an order for them. So it's still an ongoing process for me, still kind of like in the infancy stages, but whenever I have a chance, I do like to, you know, sit down with somebody. And I try to avail to my customers that are local to me, you know, that they can come on by. We'll have we have free wellness luncheons periodically, and then it's a chance for them to also meet some other people, and it makes it a little bit more friendly, you know, user-friendly and more of a community aspect too.
Great. Perfect. Anyone else? Some tips or challenges? I have to say,
hey,
through. Go ahead. Is this Stacey?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's Jackie. Good morning. It's Jackie in Chicago. I'm a little busy this morning, but I do have something. I have some auto ships that they're not getting their notifications, and they're going out automatically. And so I had to put out some fires there. And initially, some of my customers, you know, they're like, not happy. So I gently talk them through it, and I find out how I can make it better for them. Most of them are okay at the end of the conversation receiving that, and they're like, okay, well, I didn't need that, but I'm going to need it eventually, and they're okay. So anyone, I immediately send out a thank you note, and especially thank you for your patience with some ordering issues for sure. So just gently talking them through it, finding out how I can make it right, and Shackley Field Support has been really great. They can't, you know, reverse every order, but I did have them reverse one that was quite large. So, you know, reaching out to them has been super.
Great to know. All right. How about some other tips or challenges that you're working through for customer service is our focus this morning. Talking through most specifically in the beginning here about the new website and how we can offer customer service to our customers in regards to the new site and ordering. I have to say the easiest ones are probably the ones who reach out, right? Because they've called, or even if they're upset. I too, Jackie, had somebody say to me that they did not receive notification of their auto ship, and they change it up quite a bit every month, and there were 4 products on there she didn't want and was hoping to be able to make that change, and she wasn't able to, and then receive the products. And she was a little bit hot about that. I was able to talk her through that and calm her down and let her know. What really helped her was that she was happy. I told her I would return the products for her. So we got a return number from Shackley, and then I'm just going to go ahead and get those products returned back to Shackley. You know, it probably cost me like $7 or $8 to return those items, but she was super happy and super excited about it. And so, you know, sometimes that customer service means going a little bit above and beyond. And for her, she's been a customer of mine for over 15 years, and I definitely want to keep her, and I don't want her upset. So she was happy about that.
Denise, I think that's a great point that you make right now. This is Laureen, and I'll never forget Jennifer a while back. I had a situation with a return. I don't remember the exact nature of it, but Jennifer made a comment to me that I'd rather have a happy return customer than, you know, where we can show them the customer service. You like, even though they're returning the products, we want to make them as happy as we can, because it goes a long way and it leaves an impression. So that's something that's always stuck with me. And we actually had a situation this past 2 weeks ago. It was a customer, now it's coming to me, and an auto ship went out, a large one. And anyway, she was, you know, very hot about it also. And one thing led to another, and through making sure we did whatever we could to satisfy her needs, you know, we started talking about the business, and it seems like she's, you know, looking into that a little bit more. So it's really a testament to making sure that even though our customers are returning, you know, and with the website changes, you know, things are happening that are, you know, beyond our control, to make them as happy as possible does go a very long way. So that's a great point that you make.
Yeah, and good for you for continuing that conversation, because you might not have ever known she was interested if you would have maybe avoided it. For my girl, when she got the email confirmation of her Shackley order, she replied back to Shackley on that email and then copied me on it. And in her verbiage, she's like, look, I didn't get an email. I didn't want to. I mean, she was, and who knows what's happening in people's lives in that moment, right? She was, because normally she's not confrontational, but I could have easily just emailed her back and said, you know, this really isn't going to get to Shackley. You need to call Shackley, get a return number, you know. But I knew just from reading her email that she was pretty upset about this. And for whatever reason, you know, like I said, she's not normally confrontational or upset about things, but this kind of set her off. So I could have let that go or maybe handled it in an email. I'm a little bit queasy around confrontation myself, so I was a little, you know, hesitant at first, but thinking it through, it really, you know, it was a great conversation when I reached out to her and just let her know that I apologize she didn't receive the email, and, you know, with the new website, things maybe aren't connecting just yet, and I let her know that I would take care of everything, and I called Shackley and got it taken care of. And so in another instance, someone wanted to